its current state here on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Thanks for joining us. Interest in soccer will soar this year when the World Cup is played in Brazil. With that in mind, if you were going to start a new minor league soccer franchise, a World Cup year would seem to be a good time to do it. And tonight, Lansing United will play their first National Premier Soccer League game, and current state Scott Pohl is here with more. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Mark. Jeremy Sampson is a former local sportscaster who no longer works in TV sports, but he still has a passion for sports, especially soccer. That passion led him to explore the idea of owning a team. I talked with Jeremy Sampson this week about his lifelong appreciation for the game and the skill it takes to play soccer.
I did play as a youth. Unfortunately, my high schools that I went to didn't offer it as a sport, but there's something about the game that, and it's a little bit like hockey, that I can't do it. You know, I can hit a golf ball, I can hit a baseball, but there's something about the game at its highest level, and the level that you'll see here in Lansing with the NPSL, that I can't do myself. And I have a great respect for that. And I think that's what really draws me to the game. And part of it, Scott, to be frank, is that it's a little bit of the black sheep when it comes to sports. And I'm okay with that. I'm not necessarily a front runner all the time. And supporting something that's different appealed to me at the same time.
Well, a World Cup year would seem to be a great time to start a new soccer team. Is that part of your thinking here?
There's no question. There's always a spike if you look in the interest in the game of soccer during a World Cup year. We looked at maybe launching this venture in 2013 and thought, you know what, let's hold off. Let's get the most out of this that we can as far as interest is concerned. So there's no question that 2014 was the reason that we launched it this year was because of the World Cup.
Describe the league that Lansing United is going to play in. How's the level of play? Is it better, say, than what you might expect to see if you went to a Michigan State men's soccer game?
I think it's very similar. It will be very similar to that. The NPSL is the fastest growing soccer league in America. We've added over 30 teams for the 2014 season and want to continue to expand. What these teams are a lot of the best players from the colleges around the country who get together to hone their skills and get themselves ready to go for their seasons in the fall. So you're seeing the best of the best. NCAA rules say we can only have 5 from any one school, so it can't be an all-star team from Michigan State per se, but it will. You'll see the best of the best from the colleges around the Midwest.
I want to know more about how that works, because I assume you can't pay collegiate players. Do you have some paid players on this roster? How does that work?
The league stipulates, and a lot of this is done through the NCAA as well, that you can only have a team full of entirely professionals, which some teams in our league do have, or entirely amateurs. And you're right, if you have an individual who's playing college soccer, they can't receive payment because the NCAA would deem them ineligible at that point for receiving payment for playing. So our team is listed as amateurs, if you will, from a USA Soccer and NCAA perspective, so that they do not get paid. We do have some individuals who have played professionally elsewhere, but their status with us through USA Soccer is that of an amateur.
Now, you held some open tryouts. Did anybody from those tryouts make the squad?
They did, and we announced our roster earlier this week, our pool of players, if you will, at 45. And if I remember correctly, it was 6 or 7 from that tryout who stuck on the final 45. So we were pleased to see almost 90 people come out for that tryout. And our head coach and general manager, Eric Rudland, saw a lot of talent from those players who did come out, and we were happy that we were able to keep a couple from it.
What's the age range?
We are mostly, and somebody asked me that the other day, the average age I would guess would be 22-ish. We do have, again, the majority of our players are college age, so you're talking 19 to 21 or 22. We do have a couple of older players that'll push that up a little bit, but that's the age range you're looking at.
We're talking with Jeremy Sampson, the owner of Lansing United, the new soccer team in Lansing. How did you choose the name?
The name, well, the whole process, Scott, I stole from the Lansing Lugnuts. Back when they first had their name or formed their franchise, they did a name the team contest. And it started some buzz in the community and also added some ownership from the community that they would have a part of naming this franchise. And I wanted to do the same thing. And so we had a contest that we ran and people submitted names. We had over 500 submissions for team names. And when it came down to it, I looked at the word United. And for me, I wanted to find or make this entity a way to unite the soccer community in mid-Michigan. If you know anything about the youth structure, there are some factions within it, and I wanted to try and find something that would bring all those entities together to kind of pull for one common goal. So we had actually 9 different entries of people who picked Lansing United, and they'll be honored Friday night before our first game for picking the correct team name, if you will, but that's how we went through the process.
And the team colors?
The team colors were done at the same way. We took suggestions for that. But I partnered with a local marketing and branding firm in Lansing called Traction. Cam Ganas and his staff helped us with our logo, our colors, and building that brand. So they took the information that came from the name, the team, and the colors that people suggested, along with what I wanted the club to stand for, and we put it all together. And that's how we came up with the red, white, and blue, and our blue being a little bit more Carolina blue, or light blue, if you will.
Where are you going to play your games?
Our home games will be played, 7 of the 8 will be played at the East Lansing Soccer Complex. Our last regular season home game for the conference will be played at DeMartin Stadium at Michigan State. That's when we play the team from Detroit. They're called Detroit City. Their average attendance is a little over 2,000. And I know they'll be bringing a good number of people with them. The East Lansing Soccer Complex holds about 800 in the bleachers, and then there's room for standing room. So with them bringing the number that they're going to bring, put with our fans, would just, you know, we would be busting at the seams at the East Lansing Soccer Complex. So, you know, my thanks to Mark Hollis, Greg Iani, and the folks at Michigan State who have helped us be able to play that last game at DeMartin Stadium.
The team has had some preseason games known as friendlies in soccer. How did they go?
We won the first one 4-0 against the Ann Arbor Football Club and stepped up in competition a little bit, played the Michigan Bucks on the road. They're considered the same level, fourth division, if you will, in USA Soccer that we are. Played a very competitive game, and then we played on Tuesday during the monsoon, if you remember, and we only got about 20 or 30 minutes into that game, so that one got postponed.
Aside from wins and losses, how are you going to gauge your success?
It's a great question. Success for me, when I started this club, I wanted to look at growing the game of soccer in mid-Michigan. Will I be able to gauge that after year number one or our season mid-May through mid-July? No, I won't be able to. But if I can share a quick story, during our tryouts, there were some youth teams that were playing. And one young boy was walking after his game back to their vehicle. And he walked by our table and he saw our sign and some of our apparel that we had. And he said, "Dad, Dad, when I grow up, I want to play for Lansing United and I want to be famous." And it made my day. I mean, that's what this is all about, really. It's all about having positive role models for our young soccer players in our community. They've had role models in maybe some other sports, but haven't had those role models to look up to. And I won't be able to gauge that in the first 3 months, but hopefully, you know, 1, 2, 5 years down the road, we'll be able to see that, hey, we've made an impact in growing the game.
There's a fan support group on Facebook called the Sons of Ransom. I want to ask you if that's officially sanctioned, first of all, and also what's the story behind that name?
It is officially sanctioned. They are the official supporters group of Lansing United. Very passionate soccer fans. We wanted to find a name that was soccer relevant and also tied in some of the history of the city of Lansing. R.E. Olds was the founder of Oldsmobile. Of course, everybody knows that they were the big industry in mid-Michigan for many, many years, stopped producing automobiles about, 10 years ago now. But the R in R.E. Olds stands for Ransom. That was his first name. And so we put all that together, and that's how we came up with the Sons of Ransom.
And you have a Latin motto.
We do. I butcher it every time I try and pronounce it. My Latin is terrible, but I'll try. Coniunctus Verbis stands for with connected strength. And again, that comes from that united and wanting. Our kind of motto for our team was pride, passion, and unity. And bringing everybody together, again, with connected strength. Our team is going to play with connected strength on the field. Our staff is going to work with connected strength to give the fans the best experience that they can have.
All right, what are the details about opening night on Friday night?
There are so many of them, but let's go through them bit by bit if we can. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Our gates will open up at 6 p.m., an hour before kickoff. Tickets are $5 for adults, $3 for children 12 years of age and younger. But we are doing a special event this first game. We're calling our youth soccer extravaganza. So any youth player in mid-Michigan wearing their community jersey, their club jersey, or their high school jersey will get in for free. We want to show them the level of competition and introduce them to this high level of soccer that they might have a chance to see this summer. And we're also going to do a giveaway, a home jersey-like t-shirt. So it's a replica of our home jersey to the first 400 fans who come to Friday night's game. They will get that, and that's compliments of Castle, Capital Area Soccer League. They're the umbrella over all the youth organizations in mid-Michigan.
Jeremy Sampson is bringing soccer to Lansing with Lansing United. Thank you and good luck.
Thanks, Scott. I certainly appreciate it.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.